The Jaguars' offensive line wasn't very good in 2014. They gave up way too many sacks and couldn't get that 1 yard when they really needed it late in games. There are legitimate reasons why they struggled. Two rookie starters and a third if you consider left tackle Luke Jokel missed most of his rookie season. They had four different starters at right tackle, and their highly paid left guard didn't play as well as he should have. That said, three positions are solid heading into a new season, and there's strong competition for the other two. Jokel should be ready to go. Right guard Brandon Linder's going to be one of the best, and right tackle Jeremy Parnell comes in from Dallas, where they didn't want to lose him. Center Stefan Wisniewski brings 4 years as a starter, and a quality one at that in Oakland. A shoulder injury left him on the market longer than most thought he would be, but the Jags snatched him up to pair with former Raiders offensive coordinator Greg Olsen. He's smart, tough, and mobile, just what you want in a center. He'll have to contend with Luke Bowanko, who played pretty well in 14 starts as a rookie. Luke needed to get stronger this offseason, but was thought to be a guy who could be in it for the long term in Jacksonville. He's a terrific athlete, which you don't often hear said of centers. The Jags paid Zane Beatles a pile of money to leave Denver last season, but he took almost the entire season to play up to their expectations. His lack of power was never an issue in Denver, but in North Florida, the scheme needs more strength. He's smart and held that young group together last season. But that young group could get younger if A.J. Can is the player the Jags believe him to be. Can is a power player at guard and was one of the very best in the Southeastern Conference. He's strong and nasty at the point of attack. His pass-blocking skills need some work, especially in the NFL, where his shorter-than-ideal arm length will require greater technique work. But Can could heat things up quickly this summer. This is exactly the kind of scenario Gus Bradley and Dave Caldwell want. Highly paid veterans and energetic, talented young players who are still working to prove themselves by pushing the veterans. In the offensive line room in particular, it couldn't come soon enough.